Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. People receiving food assistance across the state are seeing big changes to their benefits. And it's really a mix of political decisions happening here in Ohio and in the federal government. I'm joined today by WYSO's economics reporter, Lewis Wallace, who's been following this story. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Emily.
First, what does it mean for Ohioans that these work requirements are going to go into place October 1st?
So what's going on there is that Ohio has had a waiver in effect since 2009 that basically allows people who normally have to meet work requirements for food stamps to not keep track of whether they're working or in job training or any of those sort of things. Starting on October 1st, people who do have that work requirement are going to have 3 months on food stamps as a limitation unless they are either working or in job training for 20 hours a week.
So this was something that was in place before. It was on hiatus due to the recession, and now it's back.
Exactly.
And this is coupled with what's happening in the federal government. Can you bring us up to speed on that debate?
So just this week, the House of Representatives voted on a very controversial version of the food stamp bill, where they separated it out from the farm bill. And historically, food stamps and farm subsidies have been in the same law. And the House basically passed them separately. The food stamp bill that the House passed includes about $4 billion a year in cuts and ultimately reduces or eliminates food stamps for about 4 million people.
So what's the fate of that bill?
Well, it's very unlikely that that bill will be passed in the Senate, and the president says he will veto it.
Why is this also controversial?
Well, what's happened with the food assistance program, it's actually called SNAP these days, not food stamps. What's happened with that program is that the number of people on it has more than doubled in 10 years, and the cost has also doubled. It's about an $80 billion a year program right now, and there are about 48 million people on it. That's one in seven Americans. So it's the scope of this program has really increased, and in particular, the House Republicans are really calling for some pretty steep cuts, and those cuts on their side are going to have to involve getting people back off of food stamps, reducing eligibility for certain people. Senate Democrats are talking more about cutting loopholes, making the program more efficient, but trying very hard not to push anybody off the rolls.
You spoke to Beth Rubin with the Greene County Job and Family Services, and one of the things that she talked to you about was this idea of the misconceptions about who's actually using these food stamps.
One of the myths that we often hear is that food assistance recipients are not working, don't want to work, are lazy, are simply looking for a handout. And contrary to that fact, most of the people that receive food assistance are either children, elderly folks, or working families. So the perception is incorrect.
So she's talking about around 1.8 million people in Ohio and around 87,000 people in Montgomery County alone who are receiving food stamps. In Ohio, 40% of those people are children.
So we have this deadline of October 1st when these work requirements are going to go into place. What else can we expect to see happen with this food stamp situation?
So one of the things that we haven't heard as much noise about is that the Recovery Act stimulus expanded food stamp benefits for pretty much everybody a few years ago, and that expansion is going away regardless of what happens in Washington. So all food stamp recipients are going to see an average of about $10 a month in cuts per person, $29 a month for a three-person family.
I've been speaking with WYSO's Lewis Wallace. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.